to get to the chairs.
Dude, they could be very expensive chairs.
It's very expensive.
They could be plastic and from McDonald's.
Or the space equivalent.
Space McDonald's.
Space McDonald's.
Yeah.
Welcome to Space McDonald's.
We have a naming convention.
All right. Perfect.
That's great. No. Not going to do that one.
No. We're going to dive right into the improv scene. Welcome to Space McDonald's. Can I take your space order? You fucking punk.
Chicken nugget.
Chicken nugget.
Okay.
Just a truly.
Please fly up to the next window, please.
Truly classic. Dude, double session so intro. It's just like, my brain is melting out of my ears.
Triple
that's
session
a, day. That's the kind of service you can expect at Space McDonald's. Just melt your brain, have a chimkin nugget.
Chimkin nugget.
This is so fucking stupid.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. We're in space.
We're in space. Future.
It's like a switch has been flipped. It's amazing. You transition into the second one, you realize you're going to be doing this for another 2 hours, and your brain just dies.
We like have been holding it together. I don't know.
All right. And welcome back to the Seventh Star of the Right podcast. This is session 86. As it's clear by the loopiness, we just did this session, the previous session, yeah. I should say.
We left people on an actual cliffhanger.
Yeah, the battle is ongoing, but let's remind folks back home what was learned last episode or done or performed.
Sure. We retrieved Terminus Est, which is a very cool giant claymore thingy.
It sure is.
Yes. I'm not going to go into too much detail about that because I think we're going to get to that very soon. but if you want me to review what it does, I can. But let's do that. Let's do that on the moment. We returned from the secure labs where we found this thing, went out through the monorail. Nona talked with the Drict VI, asked a few questions about the sort of personalities of Dr. Samantha Calvin and Dr. Kyle Reed. We learned a little bit about that, namely that Dr. Reed was sort of the more optimistic one. And Dr. Samantha Calvin was a little bit more realist, pessimist, however you want to kind of look at it sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But that we could also learn more by going through the notes that were in Drick's lab that are currently in our possession. Then the Drict VI died. It was sad.
Yep. Long live Drict VI.
Yep. And then VI, Jeff.
VI. God damn it. As Jeff's eye does a little shifty.
Oh, God, that would be so bad.
Wow.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall. Keep going.
Yes. Okay. So then we returned to the mall, passed through the mall, heard a commotion up ahead, and there was a very large group of nanite zombies waiting for us. We debated on how to engage for a little bit, but then ultimately decided to go for a rushing through thing. So how this works is there's a certain number on the ground directly in front of us. And there's also a certain number in the sort of catwalks, skywalks, whatever you want to call them. You've been to malls. You know what this looks like. That are just jumping down on top of us every turn or so. So our idea is we're going to fight our way through here. We're going to get out through the door, get to our car, and then leave. And that is the goal. Things to keep in mind. We have to stay 15 meters or closer to Alex at all times because Alex is carrying the beacon, which also makes it harder for Alex to fight because Leggett didn't want to carry it, but now he's pushing a book cart. So that's, it's fine.
You could have forced him to.
I'm not going to do that.
You could have beaten him up.
You could have beaten him up. He's take a little your nerd. Shoes.
No, it's all good. So we are right in the middle of a combat to describe sort of what we're seeing on this board here. We've got Micah is right up in the middle, surrounded on a lot of sides by zombies, several of which are dead currently. Three of which are still standing. I believe those are all regular ones because we also have some psychic.
Yes, there are two metascions and there is one telekinetic. You've seen both of the abilities of one of the metascions and the telekinetic. One of them used slip field against you. I got to use it for the first time.
Feels good, don't it?
It felt very good.
So nice.
It fell over. It did not feel good.
Michael ran forward. I used slip field behind her. A good number of people slipped, and now Mike is just kind of surrounded. So this seems like it's going pretty well for the zombies. At least better than it has been in the past.
Yeah.
And then the other one, there was an attempt to use slip field against the zombies, but the Meta Scion in there used an ability called Psychic Static, which effectively allowed them to get into a betting match with how much effort they were willing to commit for the day in order to prevent a psychic ability being used in their presence. Micah was stopped, didn't want to exert more effort from that, and so stopped and kind of used her turn. And so one of the psychic zombies appears to be down. That was the one that you, sorry, the Meta Scion. Scions is down. That was one that you didn't get to see their ability of, nor will you probably, because you're trying to run away before they reconstitute.
That's right.
That is the idea.
Are they, I can't see from here, is the blue one, the downed Meta Scion, are they within the beacon range?
Yeah, this whole group is all of the zombies except the furthest two excellent. Are in that range.
And then at the end of the round, two more zombies decided they wanted to join the fold. Press through the glass railing that surrounds this little area and splattered onto the ground. One of them is okay. Their legs have seen better days. The other one got obliterated. I think I rolled like one off max damage on 3d6.
Nice.
And so it is down. It's going to take a while to reconstitute. So that one probably is not.
But what a way to go. We've all had that intrusive thought. Like, man,
aim for the bushes.
Man, if not for this glass panel, I could fully fit under that.
And that's where we find ourselves, in the middle of a bit of a mosh pit in the center, with Micah at the center and Alex kind of protecting Leggett as he stands in front of Leggett, Tony, and Nona. You guys are all out of the slip field, so you probably won't have a problem since you're trying to push forward with that slip field again. But yeah, we are at the top of the order, and we're going to just jump right into it with Micah, who is currently surrounded by five zombies, two of which are downed. So actually three up zombies, but you just have a pile of like a really mass just reaching out for you in different ways. So what you going to do? What you going to do, buddy?
All right. I'm going to try and use telekinetic manipulation to get these three that are right on top of me off of me.
Yeah. See, that I was expecting you to do that one first. Yeah, you can do that. It works. You grab them. They were going for
it. It's not interested? The Meta Scion's not interested?
Oh, is that
I'm not trying to provoke you to counterspell me, but I was expecting it.
Oh, no, it's not interested. No, it doesn't care.
That's
fine. It used it when you were trying to use your ability against it.
Yep, no, that makes sense. Sure.
And
so it's selfish. It doesn't care about its fellow zombie man.
It's not a team player.
It's kind of stupid.
No, I know. I was making
No, it's not going to.
All right. Cool. I'm going to pick these up aloft, and I'm going to yeet them 20 meters to my right, I guess.
Okay.
Be gone that way.
Can you move them?
Sure, I can.
Wherever you want. 20 meters. Basically throwing them into an open storefront.
Somehow, another Bass Pro Shop.
They run into like
there's 10 Bass Pro Shops.
There's like 10 singing fishes in a display that all just get set off at the same time.
And they're all slightly off.
Roll me in the water.
My own personal hell.
And that's where they are.
Be gone.
Be gone. Thoughts?
Wow. Language. So I'm going to, let's see, get up. Everyone did not have the ability quite to come up with me. Or no, that is my action.
Oh, okay.
To control them and move them, but I still have movement. So I guess I'm going to get up right next to the other Meta Scion and give everyone else a chance to kind of catch up with where I am, so I'm not too far ahead.
Sounds good.
Okay. And that's still within range of Alex.
Yep.
It's going to be Red's go.
Red.
Oh. Not Red.
Welcome back.
Not Red the NPC. I have Red Pawns. We're always going to do this joke. It's going to be a good joke.
One day.
You know what they say, repeat a joke often enough definitely gets better.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a butt. I'm gonna be a little bit of a little. I'm a little butt.
Yep.
You're a little butt?
A little butt. Here I am. Be a little butt. They're gonna cast a slip field.
Interesting question. Are they smart enough to know not to use it on the other guy? And if not, does the other guy block it?
How dumb are they?
Hold on. I'm off.
Nope. Yep. I'm off.
Sorry. Jeff is off mic, but I have a great question as to the logistics here.
It sure looks like the Metascion is inside the affected zone, so we can talk about that.
Does a Metascion have anything to say about this lip field that it might be affected by?
Yeah, he's going to not get his buddy that's currently in
there.
Oh,
so he's smarter.
Yeah. Fine. I mean, for the ones that are currently in there, but he hasn't.
There's backstory.
There's backstory.
There's lore as to why.
There's my buddy.
They are lovers.
He's a cool dude.
They know all
roll an evasion saving throw, Micah.
All right.
They know each other in the biblical sense.
Yeah, that's a 17, so that will.
Nice.
All right. But that is still a slip field. So that is still a location that is slippery for folks who have not entered it for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose you warn folks of this, Micah.
Is it invisible? I'll tell them if I experience it and like they can't see anything. Yeah.
Is it not invisible? I thought it was invisible.
It can be. It cannot be.
Yep.
Okay.
At the telekinetics option.
This would require another saving throw.
It will
even
be
if,
invisible.
Even if we've already succeeded on the previous slip field. Or,
oh yeah, you can't be affected by the ability, but it would affect Nona and Leggett, who mm-hmm. both failed, and Claire, who has not been
entered in
one
it yet. Mm-hmm. Would I get to roll again, or would I just automatically fail?
I think you get to roll again.
Cool.
I think that's what we did with
yeah.
the zombies at the metro station. So
I'm just, I'm gonna note that.
I don't think you've ever had more than one slip field active at a time on a battle map before. This is a first for us.
Yeah, I was just looking at this. I guess it's legal.
is the thing that this guy can do.
Jeff, you've opened a Pandora's box here. Yeah. I hope you realize.
Slip field.
Right.
Eventually, I'm just going to keep bringing in more Metascions.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
This is how you keep me in line.
And Nona, it's now your go.
Okay. I think by my... Oh, no. Everything stop. Step one, as an on-turn action, I'm going to use emergency maintenance.
Yes, you just hear whirring coming from it. Like, think of a laptop that has started to do...
The fans just get really fast.
You hear just a whirring coming from Nona's body. Everyone kind of like looks over.
What's going on?
Are you about to explode?
Yeah, so basically what happened is I commit processing for the day as an on-turn to immediately recover 2 hit points per character level as I engage in emergency repair functionality. I can use this ability only once per round.
Okay.
So
I'm 12?
Yeah. So I am now back up to 29 out of 30 hit points.
Sounds good.
Which is exciting for me.
Sweet.
Now, I believe I can get within melee range of the orange one in front of Claire. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No one is going to like look back hesitantly at Leggett and then be like, no, okay, Alex is there. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. And nervously run over, and I'm going to use the big old sword.
So you're going to take out Terminus Est.
And yes, and I'm going to use its special ability to be able to target, I believe since my stab skill is 0, I get to target 2 additional, like I send out 2 ghosts.
I think it's, so it's...
2 plus a stab skill.
Yes, so it's 2 ghosts.
Yes, exactly.
So not 3.
No. The other one I'm just going to hit with.
So you are exerting yourself.
I'm exerting myself.
Take 1d4 plus 1 damage.
Mm-hmm. That's why we healed. Damn. Roll 5 the maximum on that. Oh, yeah. Totally. Eesh. That's all right.
You hear more whirring, but this one sounds a little bit more like grinding. As Nona starts to wield this massive, massive claymore, and you see phantom silhouettes of her appear in 2 different places. Who are the 2 other 2 that you're marking?
I'm going to target the Metascion standing next to Micah.
Okay.
And the telekinetic across the room.
Okay. yes. What are you doing?
Drawing a ghost.
I'm noting where the ghosts are.
Ghosts.
Oh, I see. Fair enough. Ghost and ghost.
So then I am going to swing this big old sword and try and hit the orange one directly by me and also those other two.
Yep. Make Tulio. One roll for all of them.
Yeah. Because this is a super fancy sword, I normally get a plus four and then I get an additional plus two from Terminus S for a total of six. That is 16 to hit.
16 hits all of them.
Cool. That is 1d10 plus 3 damage to all of them. Where's my d10?
There. Plus your... Don't you have a damage bonus as well?
I don't think on...
Melee weapons?
Melee weapons yet? I'm not sure. I might be doing this wrong. My apologies.
I think you have... Yeah, it's fine. You'll probably... Well, you might not do enough damage. Mm. So I'll look this up.
Is it plus strength, though?
Oh, if it's plus strength, then that's a plus one.
Yeah, it's plus strength. Plus, I think there is a damage bonus that you just get at certain levels. Is that not true?
I don't think that's to hit, not for damage.
Ah, okay. Never mind.
Cool. All right. Well, rolling. That is seven damage.
Seven damage to red, orange, and blue.
That is right.
All of which have not been hit yet. Yep. Okay. All of them are still standing, but are looking worse for wear. The attack cutting them in different places, so various limbs hang a little bit more limply. They are not looking good, but they are still up and raring to go. It's now Tony's go. Tony is going to shoot the one next to Micah, or attempt to. As is the way, as is Tony's way. Tony got a 15 to hit. Oh, Tony.
Thank just God barely. Tony hit something.
Tony yeah. hit something. And that is, it's a 2d8.
2d8 plus 2, yes.
Yep. Yeah, cool. I was just trying to figure out the diet's roll. It's 12. Yeah, it's a total of 16 damage, so it is dead. Micah, you see a Nona phantom appear next to you, slice it, and then another gunshot rings out and it falls over pretty destroyed from Tony's shot. And then Tony is going to move forward. So like one,
my head.
Two, three, four, five. He jumped over Alex, did a little like car slide over his head. And it's Yellow's turn. One yellow is dead, and the other two are currently floating in the air, unable to do anything. That is their turn. Leggett, it's now your turn. He's going to push his cart real good. And he's going to stand behind Tony.
You fool.
He's safe here.
He's not safe there. Tony is terrible. Tony is the worst.
It's Orange's go. One is dead, one is currently being held, and the other one is kind of flailing. Mm-hmm. I think that's Nona.
That is.
Yeah, I guess it'll attack Nona.
Mm-hmm.
Nona does a 18 hit.
Yes.
Okie doke. It's a total of 5 damage.
Sounds good.
As, again, the nanites that come out of its touch start to eat away at your skin.
Nom, 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 nom.
Nom, 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 nom. Yummy skin. It's Claire's go.
It's not even real skin, you fools. I can't believe it's not skin.
Oh, no. I don't like that image.
No, thank you.
I've ruined everyone's day.
It's almost pizza, but it is edible, right? Almost. Claire's going to take a shot at the one that is currently harassing Nona, but unfortunately her shot goes a little erratic and hits the wall farther down, missing the orange boy in front of Nona. But she doesn't have a melee weapon, so she's not going to move in melee range. She's going to move to protect Leggett.
Yay!
Because he is a squishy, squishy boy that needs protection. It's now Alex's go.
All right. Very good. I'm going to move up. We'll go there. And the slip feels fine.
Does he feel it? given that we don't know exactly where it's at, that information could actually be relevant that it starts here.
I would say that there's like a mental tug or something like that, okay. But you were able to overcome it. I'm just going to allow it.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
The telekinetic is 8 spaces away from me now.
Uh-huh.
So is that in concealment or no?
I'm going to say no, because that's like right on the edge. So it's starting to peek its head into the range of your beacon.
Okay, I'm going to take a shot at that guy.
Okay.
4 to hit.
4 does not hit.
All right. Yeah.
It's blues go. Both of the blues are currently dead. And now it's greens go. One of the green is very dead. And the other one is going to run at Claire and Tony. It's limping. It's not going to be able to hit them. It's just going to move up into range of them.
So two movements,
which is effectively 10 spaces.
10 square.
So it's going to move there. Yeah, perfect. Thank you. And we're at the top of the order again. And you know what that means.
More guys are going to kill themselves by jumping off the balconies. That was better. Yes, very good.
Hallelujah, it's raining.
Oh, I should tell you that green in the slip field is actually outside of the beacon right now. He's 9 spaces away.
Sounds good. Thank you for that.
But if he does heal, he is in fact failed to the slip field when he jumped down into it.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be good. I'm hoping we can get out faster than he can crawl 3-4 spaces, something like that. Oh, 3 this time. Fun.
We're a lot.
All right. All right.
That was another big fall.
That's another one. Right next to Nona, another one. You just hear that crash, and there's actually just a little bit of glass that falls onto your shoulders. And as you look over, you just hear a wet thud as another one hits the ground and is basically just toast immediately.
Another one.
I don't feel good about this place. I've never felt good about this place. This
place is silly.
Most of these zombies aren't actually able to hurt us, but the psychological damage they are doing,
mental damage,
is not good.
Mall culture is just truly.
Oh my god! I did it again. It's one off damage. How am I rolling this much damage? Okay, and so there's another one that was far down the hall that hit the ground and just freaking exploded again. That one, yeah. I was hoping
Black Friday, am I right?
We're gonna make it through the jumps. It's just literally raining men
and women
and children
and probably some non-binary folks in there too. Let's be inclusive.
Like on
diversity wins. So many zombies.
3d6. I feel like I've rolled at least 1, 5, and 6, sometimes multiple in every single one of these.
Nice.
The dice tell a story.
It's that these things are falling from a little too high, and I should have made it a little bit lower. Anyway, we're at the top of the order again. We've got, again, a bit of a mosh pit, although for the most part, everything here has been hit and is damaged pretty heavily. Most of the things are in range of Alex's beacon. The only thing that's out of range currently is one of the first ones that jumped off of the balcony last turn. It might be able to stand up soon.
Except not actually, because it failed in the slip field, so it can heal and then it can crawl.
Yes.
I actually wanted to check, Jeff, because I did play this wrong.
Uh-huh.
Terminus S, you do need to target at the beginning of the round, unless we're keeping that permanent.
I'm fine with it.
Rule change. Okay.
Turn. I don't think it's like that game breaking.
Sounds good.
So we're at the top of the order again. Micah, it's now your turn.
Okay. I double checked about my manipulation, exactly how. Yeah. So I think I'm going to drop the ones that I sent over into Bass Pro Shop number 2.
Okay.
I'm going to grab these couple that are threatening Nona and Claire, and I guess also Tony. And
so that is only 2 of them.
Yeah. And then there's this third one over here, right?
Yes, that just dropped down.
Yeah. Because I think my experience from the Metro was that psychic ones are harder to grab potentially.
That is correct.
Yeah. So I'm going to leave the red one be.
Yeah. It's not that they're hard to grab. It's that they have enough metastatic interference similar to like a VI
right.
that prevents you from actually grabbing them.
Yeah. So
the
that
other
just
ones don't
work.
Have that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I will clear these other ones out of our path to the other side of the mall from where I yeeted the first ones.
All right, do that.
This one's off the board.
That one goes into Sephora.
Oh, it's going to come back smelly or gorgeous.
And those two are in a space Victoria's Secret.
Oh, no, they're going to come back sexy.
The secrets of Space Victoria.
Space Secret. There's like one zombie in that Sephora whose like whole body is just covered in makeup samples. Like there's just like eyeliner, like different, all the different swatches of fucking like lipstick just going all the way up its arms. And the camera cuts to it for a little bit and it like looks over at the other one that crashed through.
As it's just kind of like putting another piece of lipstick on, not on its lips, but like just nearby on its cheek or something like that. Yeah. And like kind of just looks over. Anyway.
Okay. And I'm also pushing forward, still in range of Alex, I am pretty sure. Now just in melee with the final telekinetic red pawn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now the red pawns go and they're going to try and smack you. They're like, stop walking through my slippery fields.
Why don't you make me?
Oh, wait. I need to roll a d20 first. I can't just roll for damage as much as I want to. Does a two hit?
No, Jeff. It does not.
No, Jeff, you know it does.
I know it does not. I don't understand how when I'm rolling for their damage from falling, I'm rolling like a six, and a five pretty consistently. Mm-hmm. And on some of their attacks, one of which hit you, but only because there were so many things around have been like sub 10, and many of which have been sub five. It's just, it's miraculous, to be honest.
Jesus, Nona, works it's your in go. Serious ways.
I mean, there's not really a lot to do here. I'm going to move up some.
You can move up about as far as Micah, right?
Yeah. I'm a little bit worried about getting too far away from Luggett, but I will do that. Nothing is alive right now. All right. Yeah, I will move up pretty close, but I'm going to stay out of melee range from the telekinetic one. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, whatever. What's my maximum forward? It would be five squares.
Should be 10.
Doing the double
five twice.
No. I'm not doing the double action. So I'm going to shoot it. Yeah. Move me five squares.
Oh,
I don't have to go around him because he's down. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
There.
Yes. And then I am going to switch to my mag rifle using gunslinger. And I'm going to sling some guns.
Sling some guns.
Yep.
Throw that gun.
Like a javelin.
Oh, not good. 12.
12 is their AC exactly.
Wow. All right. Cool.
Is that within range of... Oh, we did say it was.
Eight. Yeah.
Yeah. No concealment. Roll for damage. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
It's teetering. I have a feeling that your minimum damage is going to take care of it.
Call it Harris, because it's
teetering. Oh, yeah. I got an 8 and a 7 on the dice, and I had 5, so I don't want to do that math.
Dead. You shoot it and it explodes into a little bit of a confetti blast of blood and guts.
Cool.
Put it down.
just put that down.
Pressure field.
It's attacking.
I wasn't able to lay this battle map completely
flat
because there are cords for the different recording equipment. So it's like laying the pawns on the side.
They just kind roll away. Around. That's right.
It's a good time. We have a good time here. Tony, it's now Tony's go. Tony, what you doing, bud?
Tony, be useful.
We're leaving.
Tony, everything's down.
Actually,
everything is down.
Now that everything is down and he has a sniper rifle, I know we promised not to do this, but could somebody take pot shots at the ones still jumping?
Like, there are the ones that I tossed out to the sidelines. They're not dead. So.
I think the one that he would probably try and hit is one of the orange ones that are off to the side that are no longer being held.
Okay.
So I think he's just going to do that and then move forward. He's going to try and do that. Is he going to do that? Yes, he's going to do that.
Yeah.
Rolled a 16 to hit. They have an AC of 12.
12.
Okay. 17 damage to the orange one. It blows up.
Cool.
And just boom.
Boom.
It dead. It rolls.
Liberals.
Can't believe they built this mall on an incline.
They just start rolling towards the subway station, the monorail station. It's now Yellow's turn.
in the pit, and then they get run over by the train.
No longer under any kind of telekinetic ability, so it's going to move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, so they're both going to move here, and they're going to touch Leggett. They're not going to be able to touch Leggett right now.
Touch Leg.
But they're right next to him. They're both in melee range of him. It's now Leggett's go. Tony would also move forward. Move him forward like 5, trying to move around the...
He succeeded on the previous. Yeah. So he
and then Leggett is going to do a fighting withdrawal and move...
fighting 5. In quotes.
He's going to move fighting. On the he's going to move on the left side of Nona.
Thank you.
He's like, oh no, as he goes
squeaky, squeaky, squeaky.
Just barely missing the corner of that slip field where he would have had to try and roll again.
Face planted.
It's Orange's go. Orange is dead. I can just take Orange off. Well, they're going to. Any of them?
No, I don't think so.
They're both in range.
There's actually one that's off the board. Yeah. Remember in the Space Victoria's Secret.
But I am still holding that.
Oh, okay.
You're
cool.
Holding it, so it can't do anything.
I forgot about that.
Now it's Claire's go.
Secret, it will stay.
Claire sees the two yellow ones, one of which is next to Alex, and is going to fire at the one next to Alex.
You forced it to sit in one of those chairs holding its girlfriend's purse.
Claire hits. All right, and that yellow one is down, the one next to Alex. Yeah.
God, nice. You're a good shot. So it's worrying.
Two comes sprinting out of the Bass Pro Shop and get in range of Leggett. Leggett sees this and kind of puts the cart in between and kind of like backs up slowly as the fighting withdrawal. And as he does that, right as he moves out of the way, Claire is able to down one of them, the one that is threatening Alex. And it is now Alex's turn.
Okay, let's...
Also, Claire would move forward about 5, so probably move her on the back side of Leggett.
Like there?
Yep.
Cool. Let's keep moving. Out of the slip field, and I'll turn around, and I'll take a shot at that yellow one as well while I'm here. Let's do that. Nat 20.
That hits.
Ooh, it's the first one in a while.
I'm so sad that
those don't... Is it within range?
Yeah, it should be. It'll be 7 away?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, 13 damage.
You down the other one. It is a massacre.
We are capable of dealing with a lot of guys.
A lot of very small, squishy guys.
That's right.
So that was Alex's turn. Blue is down. Both of them are in the field. Green... Oh, ho, ho.
Those are the ones that are falling.
There are 3 green. 2 of them are down, but one of which is out of the range of Alex's beacon. It did take a significant amount of damage, so it's going to take a really good roll. It rolled a 2, so it's slowly starting to pull itself together. You can see at the far end of the hallway that this one is starting to pull itself together, Iron Giant style, but it's not there yet. And it might be quite a ways off.
If you haven't seen the Iron Giant, you should.
You need to
watch
that.
It comes up a lot in this podcast.
It's like a classic cartoon.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie.
What's the FBI agent's name? It's like something Mansley.
We should just start a list of all of the media you need to see to get off our
required reading.
Iron Giant is absolutely required watching.
As is about
the same guy who did The Incredibles.
Or else just it's impossible to understand the podcast without it.
Brad Wing, I want to say, something like that. Huh? Brad Wing.
Okay.
You're going to look this up now, aren't you?
I have to. So no, that's an Australian football punter.
Oh, cool.
Of course.
Iron Giant. Hold on.
Welcome back to 7 Scrum to the Right.
Did you know that Iron Giant had Vin Diesel as the...
Iron Giant.
Yes. The Iron Giant.
Okay, yes, I have to ask.
Of course we did.
Are we padding for time here? Or are we just double sessioning?
It's Brad Bird. I needed to know so I can let the audience know. Brad Bird, he put together some good things and also did The Incredibles.
And great on the Celtics.
Anyway, that was Larry Bird.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Anyway,
can we leave them all now?
No.
I loved his work on Sesame Street.
It's the end of the round, which means more things are going to splatter on the ground around you guys.
And just demoralize us.
Holy crap, that's actually that's a lot of them.
There they are.
this fight.
Clamoring around.
It is the fight that never ends. Yes, it goes on and on, my friends.
It's a good thing there weren't any psionic ones in the top floor, huh?
I've been waiting.
What are you? Why'd you roll the d20 like six times?
Because it's for each one. I'm also off mic, so stop asking me questions.
I've never.
Stop answering questions.
This one falls.
Stop doing things. Whoa.
All right, let me roll for each one of these guys. Oh, all right. That was pretty good.
I love that two fell right by Claire and Lego.
Yeah, I hate that. We're going to have a problem.
That one is dead.
Which
one? The one in the pile, which is already down.
The one that slipped also died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there was one that fell into the other slip field, the farther up slip field. It slipped and then also hit have enough damage to kill it. This yellow one now, that is enough damage to kill it as well.
Mm.
Claire just looks over and one just splats literally right next to her about 6 feet away.
Oh. This child needs a therapist.
We all need therapists.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Let us leave.
To the purple one up there, isn't it? Just splatters as well.
Let us leave them all. I'm done with this.
The expected value is so funny. 3d6.
Roll for your last one.
No, that one's fine. That one did fine. And I've been consistently rolling like 12, 13, and I rolled 17 twice. Anyway.
It is the fight that never ends.
It's meant to be a bit of an obstacle course. Anyway, we're at the top of the order.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah. There's plenty to trip on.
Yana.
Micah, it's your go.
All right. So there's just one that's still kind of threatening Claire there. Okay. I'm not going to drop concentration on keeping the others at bay. You know, keep them shopping at Victoria's Secret. And Sephora. I'm going to shoot at the one, turn around, and try to hit the one that's by Claire.
Okay.
That is, I'm pretty sure, a hit. 15 on the die, plus
15 hits.
Like nine.
A straight up 15 hits.
24.
24 definitely hits. Plus nice. Nine to attack. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Micah, she does things.
She doesn't tend to do that much damage, but I don't think it's going to really matter in this case.
Yep, that's 8 damage with the rifle.
It's dead.
Sweet.
Okay, so there are currently there's nothing on the battlefield right now that can actively cause you all harm. So right. I'm going to not go through each one of these. Only one of them, I think, well, a few more might be now out of range. But I think now it's safe to say this combat is over. There is no more danger, really. There is a purple, a green, and an orange one that are hanging out in Sephora and Victoria's Secret. But you all can run faster than they would be able to get to you. And so I'm going to end this combat right now. Micah, you turn around, see one that has fallen and was able to land on its legs pretty well. And you're like, nope, not about that. And you fire at it with your telekinetic rifle and it falls dead. We have 16. We have 16 down zombies in this area. It is a massacre. I think it's about that much. And you all quietly try and move towards the glass doors of the Nexus Sphere Center. Open them up, and thankfully, because you park so close, it's right there. Leggett pushes the book cart into the back and just like, we'll deal with the books later. Just like, trying like picks it up and like puts it over into the trunk and just like kind of like tries to shovel it in and then close
no,
it.
No, you have to turn it this way.
You have like a bungee
it's
cable.
It's not closing. It's not closing. It's fine. It'll be okay. They'll bump a little bit, but it won't be too bad.
And so you guys are able to get into your car. Nona, I assume you're the one driving.
Boop, boop. We grab the drone.
Great parking.
Yes.
Micah, I assume you kind of like shoot out the windows such that the drone is able to fly out. And I assume you'd kind of like have like a scouting pattern ahead of you with the drone.
Yeah. I'd like to do that so that we can get a little bit of warning if there's anything else in the street as we try to make our exit.
All right. You've made your exit. You start to drive down the steps. It's a little bumpy. Cars aren't really supposed to go down steps.
We've discussed this before. It is an all-terrain vehicle and stairs are terrain.
That's fair. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a pleasant ride. But you're able to get back onto the major highway that brought you into the city. You see once more that there are those few zombies continuing to play some hacky sack in the middle of the road. And I think just for good measure, Nona just runs over.
I was going to say, more. Yes.
For old time's sake.
For old time's sake.
Steal their feet.
I never actually did that in canon. I just considered it.
And you make your way out of Neo Opus as the battery goes down to 2 out of 6.
Yeah. All right.
We drive it back and we plug it back into its charging port because we leave things where we found them.
And then we go right back to Neo Opus.
Round 2.
Here we go. New York City.
This isn't the only
center of the universe. There is no leaving. We.
All right, let me make some notes.
I'm going to do all of my inventory management off air, if that's cool, because we have a lot of stuff in the car.
Yep.
Including, just for fun, we do have one encumbrance worth of fingers.
That's true. Those are super
those
important.
Those are my cousins.
I put in the cup holder.
That's right.
Just a couple of things that are like sticking out in various ways.
It's a really weird vibe.
So you guys return to Jimena. What is the plan here? You've returned from Neo Opus. You're returning the beacon that you assume that Drift kind of sequestered and hid off to the side. He actually plugged it into one of these larger nodes, and it seemed to have been splicing off some power from that. Do you just return that beacon
we
there?
We just put it back there.
Yeah, we don't need that.
Give it a little tap. Like, you did a good job, buddy.
Yeah. We could always come back and get it later.
And so you arrive. Are you heading back to the shipyard? Are you going to
Yeah, I have a to-do list of things that I desire to do, and maybe you can tell me the best way to do those.
Okay.
One, while we're on a planet, I'd like to attempt to send my academic paper / coded letter to Deacon.
Yeah, you do that.
Cool.
Well, you don't send it to him. You try and
I put it out yeah, in yeah. the
peer review paper.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Somebody peer review this, and they're like, "I've peer reviewed this. It's awful."
that's how that works.
Great. Publish now.
Yeah. Hit the button. Yeah. So I do that. We've never actually talked about the contents of it, so I don't know if you want that.
You can make it a review. I don't think it's. You can make it a review necessary. Paper.
That's fair.
Yeah. Like the contents of. Oh, we can talk about the contents afterwards. I think it's really just to try and open up communication with Deacon.
Yeah, right? There's a sorry for killing you thing. There's okay. some... Yeah.
Sorry for killing you. Still, do you want to talk to him? Like,
yes,
what is
I'm...
Intention?
Yes, okay. Actually, yeah, let's go over it. Give me a second. I will give you a paraphrasing of it. Okay. So, one, sorry for killing you. Two, tried to save your core, didn't work. So instead, I destroyed it completely. So if you want to resume your original... form, that's not going to set off any alarms there. Three, hi, we're siblings. That's weird. We could talk. That would be nice. But also, I don't think I want to interact with you in person because I don't want you to kill all of my friends. Speaking of which, your plan seems wrong. Killing people seems wrong, especially because Dr. Leggett, you know, said you were friends and then you shot him in the head. That doesn't seem like a great plan. Shooting friends is bad. Warning, Septima and Octavia probably shouldn't go back to Deimos.
Mm-hmm.
Setting up a way to communicate, going to be in the Medinar system. Hope to hear from you soon. Okay, bye.
Do you have a method of which he can reach out to you?
Yes, I was intending to use. We've talked through this a bit offline,
similar
but if nobody
to like
has...
a, like a mailbox.
Yes, a mail. If nobody has any opposition to this, I was going to use... We have a communication device that we got way, way back in like episode 2 or 3 from the Beholder Collective. I was going to rework that and set it up as kind of a dead drop letterbox in the Medinar system, mm-hmm. such that I was actually going to hire Tony to go get my mail for me and just like hit that up every once in a while and bring it back to Glazov 5, setting up some sort of like, so not telling Deacon exactly where Glazov 5 is, but in yeah. that system, because he already knows it's in that system.
Uh-huh.
So if Tony's willing, I would love him to do regular mail checks for me. I am willing to pay him some money. Not a lot of money, but some money. Also, I feel like he kind of owes me because we did get him out of prison. And then also we need to pay the Torx for the ship repair, which we get a discount because we helped them solve the murder mystery of Dricht, but I don't think we agreed that it was free.
Yep. Okay. And so these were the main two. You're going to negotiate the actual repairs and how much those cost and send off this letter, which I think you can just do. I'm not going to have you go and
thank you.
Write up a coded essay about true AI.
Because you know I would.
And so you are all heading back. There's nothing else that you want to investigate in either Drick's lab or anything else. You're going to head back and head off to Glazov 5. All right.
By my understanding, I think we did get all of the stuff from Drick's lab. Like, we visited it a second time, and I think we took roughly everything that was takeable.
Like, yeah, we got some. Extent, yeah. Yeah, we got some notes. We got Tony as Wakizashi back.
We got all of the liquid that turns into AI cores.
Tony returns your super sniper rifle.
Thank you.
And says, all right, so how do we want to split up the traveler's stuff? I was going to read through it on my way back to Glazov 5.
We can take a photo of all the page, have a digital copy that we can keep. And then if you want the comic book, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll
take the physical stuff. And yeah, I can start working on that. I'll head back to my ship. And so he takes the books to give you guys digital copies.
We steal the book. He does.
When he heads off towards the shipyard, you guys are all preparing to do the same. When you notice that there is a bit of a commotion, a little bit off in the distance, you recognize a couple of folks, Zix and Dix from Glazov 5, the Paragon Freelancers, are here. Dix appears to have grown a few more smaller crystals since you've last saw them. This is the dark green Torque with Sapphire Flex, the younger one of Zix and Dix. And Zix is looking a lot worse for wear. Crystals encase almost his entire body. In fact, you see that crystals have started to wedge themselves in between many of his cybernetics. You remember if he sits on these spider-like walking apparatus, and they are being guided by a couple of crystal keepers that you have not met, as well as Fu and Diane. Ooh. And if you remember, I can quickly remind you guys of Diane. Diane is a stout woman in an orange jumpsuit with a tank top underneath, has long wild red hair and unusually large canines. She was the one that Nona said.
She taught me about biting.
Yeah, and also about, there was like the...
Yes, I played the woman card.
Because I'm a woman.
Yeah, that's right.
And she was like, I don't know how to deal with this. so she just didn't help you out after that. And then Fu, who you didn't really talk to all that
much. Spent most of their time unconscious.
Yes. Sharp, piercing eyes and a shaved head, has almost gray undertone to his skin and strange metallic bumps in a pattern all over his body.
Somebody else did that. Did
you understand? Yeah, Fu has the holographic emitters, I think they're called.
That's it.
Which allows him to, not under close scrutiny, but do a good enough job to make themselves look like someone else. And so if someone took like a hard look, they'd be like, that's weird. You got like a thing there that doesn't quite match what you're actually doing. But, you know, if you didn't take a second glance, it'd be hard to tell you know, if they were trying to impersonate someone, if they were that person. Yeah. And so you see them and they seem to be getting directed towards one of these larger buildings that almost have a level of, they're very beautiful. Like the adornment on these buildings, they are filled with these different colored crystals that are kind of interlocked. Not necessarily in a way that like they were cut, but more so just kind of gradually fit together and in glued. And yeah, that is what you see as they're off in the distance and kind of helping Zix make his way to the building.
Should we go say something?
Yeah, no, definitely.
For sure.
We'll walk up and Alex will open with
salutations.
Well, no, No, not that.
Never that.
They'll say, well, as the bird said when it crashed into the window pane, I was not expecting this.
And, that's different from salutations. That,
Diane, Fu, and Dix both look over at you, and Diane goes, oh, yeah, I feel the same way. Wait, I thought you guys were off in, what was it?
Fistos.
Magalka. No, wait, you were on Fistos?
Yeah, we've been all over the place.
Oh, we were just at Fistos.
Oh, we must have missed you. Oh. What part of Fistos were you on?
We were working with Sona Bhutan with their intelligence operation.
I don't think you're supposed to tell us that, but...
no, it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, we're Nova Vox's people now, so we're technically at war, I think, is how that works.
Were you guys there to help out with the invasion? So we were there with the intelligence stuff, helping out with Wycliffe. I didn't actually get to hear what happened. We just heard that, you know, the three of Everhaven, Sona Bhutan, and Nova Voxis were working together, and that some of our operatives that we were sending in from Sona Bhutan were, let's just say, not making it out of Wycliffe. So we didn't hear. Once Wycliffe fell, we kind of left. Our job was done. So we didn't hear what happened.
You remember those black boxes that did you experience that part?
Black boxes?
No. Yes. Well, when Wycliffe fell, there was a whole bunch of black boxes that were recovered there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. What were the black boxes for?
Well, they help run the cities better, but also contained a back door to do bad things. So we stopped that part of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So I think they're doing pretty good.
That's good. I mean, we were getting paid to do some intelligence work for them. Hmm.
That's nice.
Good. No, all right. Cool. It's fun. We ran into you guys. What brought you to Deimos?
This one, I'll point at Leggett.
Hello.
This is Dr. Leggett, inheritor of some pretty important research, I guess. And we were contracted to bring him here to get that research.
Oh, all right. Oh, yeah. So we're... So Zix has been, he's getting it on in years. And after they finished their last project, you know, Dix and Zix back at Glazov 5, Zix decided it was time to turn in. And so we heard about it. We got a message sent from Glazov 5. So we came over and met up with them. And so they already had a send off there, and we were going to have our goodbyes here. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, it's always good for somebody to come back home, even for just a little bit.
Yeah, they've got a pretty good setup here. Apparently, Zix and Dix, I know this were, came from the same hatch at one point. So Dix felt it was pretty important for him to be here with Zix when he went.
Absolutely.
Makes sense.
Yeah. If you guys want to come and join, I don't think that they'd be against it. They actually mentioned that some folks had previously helped them out with a problem here, and so that we're here as well. I didn't realize it was you guys, though.
I suppose it is.
We were helping around a little bit with the situation here.
We're just coming back from a mission, so not terribly presentable, but absolutely I was speaking for myself, I'll go and pay my respects.
Awesome. All right, cool. And Diane kind of gives a head nod to Fu, who gives her a nod, and they both start heading towards this building, which Zix has already entered, and Dix kind of gave you guys a little wave and then went off to go with Zix as well. And so Leggett is also joining. And yes. Tony's off. Are you guys going to send for Tony at all?
He just peaced out. I don't know.
Yeah, he went off to do some stuff.
I know.
Oh, Tony's here too.
Wait, Tony's here?
Tony's here.
Yeah.
Do you want him?
Like a bad guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give him a call.
They're like, we love Tony.
Great. Dinner. Take him with you.
He's such a nerd. A lovable dork.
Sure.
He's one of those things.
And I was going to say weeb.
So you guys get set up. As you walk into this building, you notice that it is crawling with crystal keepers. And at kind of periodic intervals throughout the entire floor of this building are these divots. And in each of these divots, or I should say most of these divots, are inhabited by this beautiful crystal formation that is spiky and reaches out. Think of almost like a fire if it was kind of crystallized. And you see that there are some that have a very, very faint glow to them. There are some that are glowing a little bit brighter. And then there's a few that are dull, but you can see the outline of what you would assume would be a torque there. And as you guys take your places kind of on the perimeter of this large building, you see Zix and Dix being helped with a couple of crystal keepers as Dix and the crystal keepers help remove various cybernetics from Zix's body. They pull him out of this spider walking apparatus and lay him gingerly down into one of these divots without any one of these crystals. At that point, like, Dix kind of gives you a little bit of like a, if you want to come over and say anything, now's the time. And so Diane and Fu will have their moment. And Tony, who comes rushing in like, oh, I didn't realize, and goes and says a few things as well. And then Zix also nods to you guys and says,
well, it was nice to meet you all before I went away. I hope you guys get up to a lot of trouble. Perhaps not with a pseudo-nuke, though.
Probably, hey, that's not all on y'all.
Yeah, we leave that to you.
It was a pretty cool thing. We fashioned it into something, I think, pretty excellent. But I'll let Dix show you that when they...
Hopefully from a safe distance.
Oh, it should be fine.
90% chance?
I can, if you hit it with a wrench a couple of times, there's only like, I would say, a 98% chance. Sorry, flip that around. A 2% chance that it explodes.
I mean, it seems like you made it out without any worry.
Yeah, well, I'm tired. It's time. It certainly is. It was certainly nice to meet you all before I went, though.
Absolutely. We're glad that we could be here to see you off, and, you know, one day we'll welcome you back.
Yeah, that's the hope. All right. Well, I think I'm ready.
And so after that, you guys take a step back, and the crystal keepers kind of stand at attention, both in a ceremonial stance, but also in a way that feels like they are preparing themselves should anything, you know, come and attack Zix in this quite, well, in this, as you guys are well aware,
vulnerable moment.
In this vulnerable moment, Zix lies down and closes their eyes. And as they do, the crystals around them, which seem to have been just being held back by sheer willpower, start to sprout. And you see, you've never seen anything quite like it, as these inorganic or these organic crystals just start to shift and pull and grow as his entire body starts to be overcome with these various crystals. And as they do, some of the cybernetics that were in like their eyes and in various other parts seem to be almost pushed out. Like these crystals seem to come directly from their body, no longer growing, you know, from the various edges, but more just pushing out of their chest and shoving off these various cybernetics as they fall carelessly off to the side. And after all of this is done, you have another one of these beautiful crystal, almost fires in front of you with a few scrap cybernetics here and there that the crystal keepers dutifully take and start stockpiling next to the spider apparatus, which they start breaking down and putting into little containers and seem to be almost cataloging some of that stuff. And you can see Dix has like a little bit of a misty expression in their eyes and says, ah, we hatched, unfortunately, a couple decades apart.
so we don't get to spend all that much time together. But he'll get to do the same for me when he comes back, so.
How long do you have to wait?
It depends. Could be on the order of, you know, 30 or 40 years, but sometimes it can be close to a century.
Mm. Well, something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Mike is like a little oddly affected by this whole thing. So it's like sniffling a little bit hoarse, but it's like, yeah.
At that, you hear another commotion that's kind of happening off to a little bit farther into the building than you kind of are standing on the outskirts. And you see another form, a couple of crystal keepers, one of which has a strange, almost like dowsing rod device that they're holding in their hands, kind of. You know what a dowsing rod kind of looks like with the Y.
It's a stick. Y and it's pointed towards you.
But it's got the handles on the Y and there's some kind of readout that's in front of them as there is like one, like a stick-like protrusion from this device that they're pointing at one of these crystals. And these crystals is one of the brightest in the entire hatchery. And you notice that clink, clink, as little crystals start to fall off one after another, and it starts to just split open as you see a new Torque, who they seem to greet as Quaid, sprouts out with this dark brown, gold, and red flecks, and their eyes appear to be a little glossy as they don't quite understand where they are, and the Crystal Keepers, you know, pick them up and help them off and bring them off into a back room as a new Torque has been born.
Cool.
The circle of life.
Beautiful.
It's got to be a good sign.
And at that, Dix goes up to you guys and says,
it was nice for you guys to be here. We're all heading back to Glazov 5, probably after a good night's rest. Where are you guys heading next?
I would like to return as well, if we are okay with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, certainly.
Sure. I was looking at the others. Excuse me.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'll see myself out.
I'm kidding.
It's been a tense couple
There's
of
this
hour.
Whole thing. We weren't allowed to get more than 15 meters away from each other. It's been a thing.
We watched a lot of zombies die. They hurled themselves to their own deaths. It was a lot.
Macabre.
Yeah. They just kind of like, how?
We were in a mall. And you know how malls are.
They were trampling over one another?
Just right over the top ropes. Oh. Through the, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
One landed right in front of me.
They were coming for us. It wasn't like, you know.
I saw the light leave its eyes.
And then I shot it. Just to be sure.
Double tap.
No. Yeah. So I think it'd be good to be on a little bit more familiar territory.
Yeah, I think it'd be nice to touch base Glazov 5 before we keep heading off.
A sudden thought occurs to Nona, and she turns to Dr. Leggett with incredibly wide eyes and goes, you are very much going to enjoy this location.
Is Leggett still coming along with us?
I was assuming. Are we leaving him on Deimos?
This is what the things that I wanted to discuss, because obviously this was a place that I wanted to go primarily to learn various things. I have learned such things. I don't believe I can go back to Phistos, given that Deacon is aware of... Sorry. Phistos? Deimos.
No. You can't go back to Phistos. We are on Deimos. You cannot go back to Phistos.
Or if I do, it can't be for very long. I think I'd be worried to have of Deacon possibly finding me. So if there was some place safe that you could drop me off, I would very much appreciate it. I'm not entirely sure what this location that you're referring to is.
Nobody tell him anything.
They seemed like nice folk, though.
Yeah, we'd have to blindfold you.
Oh,
to show you.
For how long?
I don't know. How long are you into it, then?
Good answer.
Until you say pineapple, baby.
All right.
No, I'm kidding. But no, we can go to Glazov 5 next.
All right.
Yeah. You'd probably like it there.
Okay. Sure. I will certainly join you then. Yes, I can do that. All right. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
So, yes, we'll see you back there. Tony, what are you doing?
I was thinking about regrouping at Glazov 5 too. Trying to figure out the information that I have. I need to sync up with Danny about a couple of things, see if there's anything else that I need to run. You know, this is a side gig, the traveler stuff, but still gotta make some money. We're still trying to figure out what happened to my crew. I'm taking a step back. Do you guys remember what happened to Tony's crew? They were taken by a group of people that seemed to have been trying to get him.
Okay.
That's rough, buddy.
I do not recall this.
I do not.
Even on my listen through.
I didn't care. That's not true.
Yeah. Well, I've learned a little bit more about that. I think the Beholder Collector may have been the ones trying to get a hold of me.
Oh, we didn't tell you.
Good luck with that.
What's up? Is something more I didn't get told?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely the Beholder Collective is looking for you, because when we were on Glazov 5 last time, middle manager, higher up,
I guess.
some big important person, and their muscle, I believe is the term, contacted us and asked about you and Claire.
Oh. Yeah, totally slipped my memory. They did ask about Tony, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm sure Rodana can tell you more. She was there as well, but...
All right.
Yes, they're looking for you. And Claire.
Yeah, we didn't tell you anything.
Okay.
We didn't say anything. I think we just kind of left.
We pretended we weren't there. Like cowards. Yeah. It was great. They were like, we know you're there. And we're like, no, you don't. We just hid until they left.
But if they're looking for the two of us, maybe that means they know something then.
Yeah.
Something about what?
The travelers?
Oh, your comic book?
That's right.
I mean... It seems like there's some parallels
definitely. Okay,
a work of fiction. Yes.
real life doesn't work this way, Tony.
I could see if I could wrestle up some contacts in the Beholder Collective and see if they know anything.
You know this. Be careful.
Yeah, I've done this before, you know.
They do human trafficking.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense if, you know, they took my crew.
Well, hey, good news. They might be alive.
Warm thought. Yeah. So Glazov 5.
Turn that back.
Turn that back.
flag on the flag.
Yeah. I think that might be the next place I check then. Yeah. Definitely careful. Beholder Collective basically as strong as, you know, the Republic of Cass itself. No, if not, you know, basically the exact same thing. I don't know. It's fine.
You don't know us.
Yes, I don't know you, of course. I don't know anyone if I get caught.
Yeah, you really don't know us. Yeah, if you're fucking around with her, you should not mention us, man. We have no good blood there. We have the opposite of that. We got bad blood. Now we've got bad blood, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So many.
And you
problems.
Think you can solve them? You can't.
You know the ancient words.
Cool. Right.
The words of the fast one.
All right. Good. So we're going the same direction then, Tony, for right now?
Yeah, yeah. If you guys give me, you know, a little bit more, I've got an automation set up for... copying a lot of data very quickly because I sometimes deal with this kind of thing.
Cool. Yeah, we'll meet up in the morning. We should leave tonight. We'll leave in the dead of night. But yeah, no, we'll catch up.
I have a fish that I need to do science to.
Speaking of, as you guys are having this conversation.
Oh, no.
That's a great, great
I pull out reaction. My gun. I shoot everything. We burn it all down.
Garnet Vox gets shot and he goes, why?
Okay, what's up?
Garnet Vox enters the hatchery where you guys are and takes a look around and appears to be looking for someone. And as their eyes... lock on you, it appears that you are the people that they are looking for.
Shocking.
And goes up to you guys and says, so working on Chip
Sorry, hold on. There we go. Working on your ship. There's an alarm going off. It's like a very blaring kind of.
That inside. Sentence is not even finished, and Nona is taking off running.
Oh, all right.
Will the owner of the flame covered starship please go to the airstrip?
Your alarm's going off. Your alarm's going off. Just thought you guys would want to know. I don't think we tripped anything. As Nona's already,
Nona's
like,
gone. Nona,
back.
As soon as the word Nona's alarm is set, like, face drops, eyes go wide, absolute terror, panic, everything, sprinting directly back to the ship.
Yeah, I don't know if Micah knows or remembers what that specific alarm sound would be
Did anyone try to go inside?
No. Oh, was it all that? No. We talked with you guys and said you would rather be there if something was inside.
Yeah.
Or they were working on the thrusters, some of the computer, you know, stuff in there, but not actually on the inside shell of the ship, anything, only on the outside.
Okay. All right, cool.
Sorry if we tripped off some kind of alarm while working there.
No, I'm sure you're good.
Yeah.
And yeah, Nona will take care of it. We'll make sure that's all sorted away. Sorry for scaring you guys alarm. But we should probably go check on that. Yeah.
We'll keep talking over by the ship, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this directed to me? Or is this directed to me?
Is this directed to me?
or is it
everybody who should be everybody who should be on the ship?
Be we on can the go. Ship.
Yeah. Everybody who's not, it was great catching up. Yeah, I'm so happy to see you again.
Yeah, Garnavox, if that was it, thanks so much.
That was it.
Bye.
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 I love you.
I love you too. And so I guess we'll catch up with Nona first, who gets there a little bit sooner.
Hmm.
You, as Garnet Box was saying, nothing appears to be, everything is locked up tight. Hmm. You're able to open up the cargo bay door. It's one of the smaller ones. You don't have to do the whole, you know, extend the ramp kind of deal. But yes, you hear the alarm going off and you are quite aware of what alarm it is. It is the one that, it's one of the ones that you set up for Terra. If she perhaps messed with the internal computer's system at all. And you just hear the blaring kind of going on. What are you doing?
I run immediately to the smuggler's hold. Mm-hmm. I open the door.
Oh, well, hello, Nona. Tara. How are things? Yes.
She's in the dog.
Yes, we talked about this.
I'm sorry. I can't. What did we talk about exactly?
You're messing with my ship.
I'm not messing with anything.
Well then, I suppose we can talk about this later. And I turn her off.
All right. And as you go to turn her off, she makes some kind of like, what? And she's off. The light is no longer as vibrant as it was before. The blue, violet kind of shining this entire smuggler's hold goes to a much dimmer stage as you unplug her from all of the various things that allowed her to actually communicate with and interact with the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
And Tara's now in the blue.
And so she will remain for a week. She is grounded.
Until
Claire, Leggett, Micah, and Alex all arrive at the ship shortly after this conversation has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you guys... The alarm is now off. You find Nona leaving the smuggler's hold. The light of the room much darker than what you once remembered it to be.
What's the damage?
I have not made an assessment yet, but I do not immediately believe she was able to access anything. If she trips over an alarm, it is specifically because of parts that I've already blocked off, but I will need to make an assessment to know for sure. I will go do that now.
Okay. No, that sounds good. Great. As soon as you know that we can fly, we should. We can get going.
Oh, are we not waiting for the morning?
Oh, we probably should anyway, but I was kind of serious about leaving in the dead of night. Minimize my Tony time.
Yeah. Yeah. If possible, I'll try and help Nona in any kind of assessment she's trying to do to make sure we don't miss anything nefarious that might have slipped through the cracks.
Sounds good.
Can you make an in-program check as you go over things? And Micah, you can assist.
Okay. Would that be like a bonus to her roll, or should I just roll on my own?
I can't remember how this works.
I don't either.
It's a long day.
It's been a long day. I can quickly look up. I think you roll against the same thing. Hold on.
Sure.
I think we're going to be okay, fam.
All right. Well, what'd you roll?
Well, I've got an 11 on the dice, and then I have a +2 to programming and a +1 to intelligence. So that would be a 14.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a 7.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure how assistance works. I'm just going to have Nona basically handles it by herself. But all right. Micah, you are able to provide some things such that it does, you guys come to the same conclusion a little bit faster. There was a security breach. There was something outside of the ship's main navigation systems was tripped, but the access closed off immediately. Everything shut down, as you kind of expected, Nona. Once this goes off, you kind of pull the plug on everything.
Mm-hmm.
That worked as well as you can tell almost immediately as soon as the breach was discovered. And then the lingering alarm was just, you know, hey, this happened. Hey, this happened. So it appears that what you have set up was tripped and nothing was able to get through. You do like a quick checksum against things that were there before, against backups. There doesn't appear to be anything new introduced into the system. You're not entirely sure how fast this all happened. And so you're not entirely sure what Terra's intent was, but you were almost positive that this came from inside the ship, meaning that it could really only have been Terra. Mm-hmm. You're not entirely sure how she did this, though. As far as you're aware, the black box around her, the stopgap, should have prevented her from doing such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sure. Maybe there's something about Troy
I that I that don't are a know little yet. Bit
more advanced that you don't know yet.
Was there a timestamp on the breach so we have some sense of like how long this was left kind of going on?
This was probably going on for about 20 minutes. Okay, so it probably happened sometime during the ceremony where you saw off Zix.
Okay.
So fairly recently.
Yeah, we're sort of going to like finish all of the checks, like triple check everything, you know, system diagnostic, running all of the things basically frantically. And then once I am confident that things are fine and nothing has happened, yeah, I think Nona's just going to sit down and just kind of be wide-eyed and silent for a moment.
How does she even pull this off? Just, yeah, Micah also kind of muttering in confusion.
I don't know. And I don't know what to do about it. I thought Drift could help us, but Drift can't help us, and like it can't help us, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah, and like she's a problem. I mean, we knew she was going to be dangerous, but I mean, at least you set up those safeguards. But
it's not
apparently going, we don't know. Yeah,
what it's she's not going to be of. Enough. I need Claire.
Claire is, yeah, not in the smuggler's hold right now. She's hanging out side with Alex, kind of waiting.
We're playing patty cake.
yeah, and Argos came by and is kind of like curled up at her feet.
Is Leggett here?
Leggett, yes. He's a little bit further away, not entirely sure what to do, and looking a little nervous.
I am going to say to him, I think we are okay for now. Could you go check on EDI 246, please?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yes, he's in my room. Okay. And Leggett will go and check on Eddie.
Sounds good. I will turn to Claire and say, Claire, I know you don't remember your prophecies, but I really need your help on this one. I don't know what it means. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here.
You're referring to the last one that I gave?
The one about the obsidian mausoleum. Either a whole bunch of people die, or Terra dies, or a third path obscured by the desires of a man and woman untouched by time.
Yeah?
I don't know where to find the third path. I don't know who the man and woman are. I thought it was myself and Deacon, but I don't know what our desires are that are obscuring it, and we need to find it.
Alex kind of steps forward and like puts a little arm in front of Claire and says, No, she doesn't have the context on these things. It's just something that happens. It's just something she says. This is, you know, well, we can happily just kind of sit down and think it over, but I don't think Claire has all the answers that you're looking for. I don't think anybody does.
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, that's right.
We can try and talk that out. I don't know. Was that something that you were kind of putting a lot of attention toward, right?
I would like for Tara not to die, but I would also very much not like for her to not kill a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to. There has to be a way, right? Everything that has been prophesized about so far has happened. It's just I need to be smart enough to figure out where the third path is.
Yeah, no, definitely. There is a way. There is going to be a way. That's how these things work. We work at it until we figure out what's going to happen. And we don't pull any emergencies until we have an emergency that, you know, comes up. But it's not something that we figure out standing in a hallway in front of the things. Let's go sit down. And we can talk for a little bit. But honestly, I'm very tired. This might have to wait for just a second before we really decide anything.
Okay.
And at that, you notice that Leggett is standing in the doorway, kind of acting as if he didn't hear some of the conversation, but clearly he has.
God damn it.
And he says, there are people who know more about true AI than you or I, Nona. And with a little bit of searching, it's theoretical we could bring them back.
Oh, them.
And he kind of like looks up at you and says, I don't wish to turn your arm in any sort of way, but that is a feasible option that we might partake. And at that, he just kind of lets the silence hang and says, I'll go get some dinner started, I suppose, and walks out of the hallway and into the kitchen.
Dramatic son of a bitch. Like I was just saying, let's not talk about this.
Do you guys want some pasta?
That's all we ever made on this
Who
ship.
Told him where the pasta was?
There's also roast beef. But I don't think we have any sandwich slices, so we'll just have to, you know, eat it with our hands.
You call it a sandwich slice?
You know, the deli cuts.
Have you never eaten anything before?
Probably not. He's a scientist. He probably subsists on ramen.
Is this what they call things purely on Soylent?
Oh, God, one of them.
What was the whatever planet where he comes from? Is this how they do things there?
Aeon.
Aeon.
Lainey system.
Where the robots are.
Silverlight systems.
Yes. That one we're aware of. Well, that's a company, right?
That's a company.
Yeah.
I'm going to jettison him. Okay.
And as we sit in this uncertainty as to Tara breaking down the boundaries, or at the very least testing some boundaries on the ship and figuring out where we're going to head and talk to about on Glazov 5. Oh, words are just not happening right now.
That is why
we are going to end this episode and do the rest of it next time.
You did it!
Let me be free. Let me be free from talking just a little bit longer.
Now it's time for the monologue hour.
Soft mouth noises with Jeff.
I'm I'm not high enough to do something about those.
That's right. That is a weed thing.
That's all right.
We don't do weed, kids. We killed so many people. They've just been laying there. For this entire time. And every time I look over, I'm like, damn.
The name of this episode is going to be